السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن، خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وجبت محبتي للمتحابين فيا، والمتجالسين فيا، والمتزاورين فيا، والمتبادلين فيا. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم، عطوف رؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. صدر شريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah تبارک و تعالی, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, master of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is the Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. May Allah ta'ala bless us on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. May Allah protect our iman, keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman. If we look around, so many people were present last Jumu'ah. This Jumu'ah, they beneath the ground. Allah fill the qabr with noor. Allah give sabr jameel to their family members. Allah ta'ala give us an opportunity to take ibrah and a lesson. I wish to talk to you about the lesson of one sahabi radiyallahu anhu. His name was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. The lesson that he left behind in this hadith and the lessons after this hadith is the cure for worry. So the theme will be somewhere around there. And also we have a nikah, so a few aspects about the occasion of nikah. Allah ta'ala grant them barakah in this married life, inshallah. There is a story. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a shepherd in Makkah al-Mukarramah. He used to look after the sheep of Uqba ibn Mu'it, who was from the Quraysh, but he was from the Mushrikeen. Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had just become the Nabi of Allah. A few people had accepted Islam. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam already going through torture and persecution. They take a walk out of Makkah, Mukarrama. Zadahumullahu sharafa, Allah Pak take us to Makkah and Medina, protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa. To safeguard themselves for a short while, maybe a few hours, to the countryside. They see this young boy, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, looking after the sheep, running from one side to another side. This is min sunan al-anbiya. This is the training of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Every nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to look after sheep, because when they became shepherds, they became responsible. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was teaching them humility. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam looked at this young boy and said, Ya waladi, O my son, to whom does this sheep belong? He said, Uqba, Uqba ibn Mu'id. Is Uqba present? No. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching him a lesson. He said, have you got a lamb, one that just gave birth, a lamb around you? He said, yes, yesterday one gave birth. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam requested, give me some milk. He said, I cannot give you milk. This is amana. A young boy, 12 years old, is saying, this is amana, this is trust. It belongs to my master, Uqba ibn Mu'id. How can we give you milk? He says, sell me the sheep. He said, I cannot even sell you the sheep. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, accompanying Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, says, say whatever price, we are thirsty, we want to drink the milk. Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O my son, bring the lamb that was born yesterday. Nabi of Allah says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, hold the udders. And he tells Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, bring a container. He makes a concave in a stone. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sahibul ghar, rafiqi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concave in a stone. And he presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows his mu'jiza, a miracle from a lamb which is born one day old. Fresh milk pours out. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is astonished. He says, what are you doing? He didn't say that he's the Rasul of Allah. Oh handsome man. He looked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, oh handsome man, what are you doing? He takes the name of Allah. From here, commentators write that any good amal, you take the name of Allah and you say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah puts barakah straight away. Don't steal somebody's shoe or somebody's car or somebody's lunch in school or somewhere and say, Bismillah, and eat it. Or somebody's property, say, Bismillah, there'll be barakah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was taught the first lesson, say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam holds the others. Sayyidina Abu Bakr is told, drink some milk. He drinks his full. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is told, drink the milk. He said, I cannot drink this milk. Where is it coming from? He said, the sheep belongs to your owner. The milk is coming from the khazana and the treasure of Allah. This is what the yaqeen must be taught in our children. That who is the provider, Allah? Who is the nourisher, Allah? Who is the sustainer, Allah? But Allah is showing through this young boy a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then, this boy Abdullah ibn Mas'ud with trepidation drinks the milk. He drinks to his full. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drinks the milk. He holds the others again. He pats this lamb. This lamb started jumping like a full grown sheep. Amongst all others, because the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had touched this lamb. Subhanallah, brothers. Commentary upon commentary has been written about this waqia. But Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, I could not help but looking at a distance away when they left from me. Something has happened to me. I collected and gathered all the sheep before the time. And now what was happening? They were listening to me. Without accepting Islam. They were listening and obeying to me. But I remembered the words of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I ran home, collected the sheep and left it to the master. I ran home and told my mother that I met somebody so handsome today. No face was like this ever seen in Makkah. Who was he? They called him Muhammad ibn Abdullah. This is the Rasul you must not listen to. This is the person you must not go by. Perhaps he did some mesmerism on you. No, ma, he was very handsome. And he showed me a miracle that a day-old baby gave milk, subhanallah, from the treasures of Allah, he said. He introduced Allah to him already. The next day he was so restless. As he was going to work again, he does not go to work. He goes to Rasulullah in search of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He finds Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of the Kaaba making dua. Abu Bakr on his side. And he says, I want to be a follower. So he recites, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the sixth person to accept Islam. Subhanallah. He quotes this one hadith. which Rasulullah SAW says is Hadithul Qudsi, where Allah says, what Allah says is Wahi through Quran, what we recite. Allah Pak give us the barakah and understanding of the Quran, inshallah. And what Allah told Nabi SAW directly, which is not in the Quran, is known as Hadithul Qudsi. Allah says, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَّا. He told us to Abu Bakr, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that my muhabbat, my love for the person who loves the Nabi of Allah, who loves a great scholar of Islam, who loves the Nabi at that time, then we look at our awliya and our mashayikh of that time. وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَّا. They love somebody for my sake, my muhabbat, my love come into their hearts. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, O Nabi of Allah, as of now we love you more than everything else. Nabi SAW test him, O Abdullah, think of what you are saying, more than your parents, more than the wealth, more than whatever you have. He said, O Nabi of Allah, now I love you. My father had passed on. My mother is there. She is looking after things. I have to work and serve my family. Nabi of Allah says, O Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, learn to love the Nabi of Allah. Allah in turn will love you. In our time, we have no Nabi. We have no Sahaba. We have the Awliya, the Mashayikh, the Ulama. So much so, the commentator of the Hadith writes, that learn to love your Imam of the Masjid. Sit in the company, the noor of knowledge will be transferred. Once we were sitting with our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aftar Sahab Damar Barakatuhum, Allah give him long life, good health. A person questioned that if somebody looks, it comes in a hadith, right in the Haram of Makkah this was. If somebody looks at the parents with love, they get the sawab of an accepted hajj. What if they look at the Shaykh or the Wali of the time? إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. He said, when you look at them, you should remember Allah. Allah transfers the nur of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the shaykh into the murid. Allah grants us the love, inshallah, of our mashayikh, our ulama, our scholars, those that are alive, value them. وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَّا. The second part of the hadith, وَالْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيَّا. The commentator says, the translation is, sitting in the majlis. Like you are sitting now in the house of Allah. We came into the house of Allah because we are commanded and out of the love of Allah. Don't just come in as a ritual for Jummah and go out. I heard one talk, did some exercise and I'm gone. Next Jummah I'll see the masjid. No, come into the house of Allah because we are commanded 5 times a day. Say inshallah. 2, I want to go with the love of Allah. So Hazrat told in the majlis, same majlis, that yaha Kaaba mein Rabbi Kaaba ki pehchan lene ke liye aaya ho. We have come to the house of Allah, not only to look at the house of Allah, to recognize the creator, Rabbi Kaaba, to connect us ourselves with the Rabbi Kaaba. That is why you put the hand in the hand of a sheikh. The Sahaba put the hand in the hand, they took bayat on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And wherever they went, they made tabi'in, tabi'in, awliya and the muridin. Allah give them jazai khair. Sit in the company of the house of Allah. Few minutes you are seated here, 1 hour, 1 hour. Sukoon in the heart. We may not know each other, nobody want to fight. Even if we're not on talking terms outside, but you're in the house of Allah, you are brothers in Islam, which should not happen that we shouldn't talk to a Muslim for 3 days. This is the place you ask for maaf. You got all the problems and worries. Come into the house of Allah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala later says, atikaf upon atikaf in the house of Allah. Wal mutajalisina fiya. Sit in the feet of a sheikh, of a scholar. Least you can do your imam. Learn one ayat of the Quran, one hadith. One ayat of the Quran is better than 1,000 rakats nafil namaz. Sohbate, salih, turah salih. You sit in the company of the salihin. Inshallah, Mufti Shafi Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, has written, it is like you have better than 100 years of Nafil Ibadat. Our Shaykh has said that better than 1,000 years of Nafil Ibadat, time and limits and numbers are nothing in the court of Allah.
Allah transfers His love, and the love of Rasulullah, he must be a genuine Shaykh. وَالْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيَّ So come into the house of Allah. Open the Quran. Hazrat Ali says, when I want to talk to Allah, then I open the Quran and start conversing. When I read Ta'awuz, Tasmiyah and start, Allah starts talking to me. And I feel that when Allah wants to talk to me, then I read 2 rakats namaz. And when I start my Surah Fatiha, it's a conversation with Allah and the Banda. Try it out, brothers. وَالْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيَّ وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيَّ That hadith of Qudsi, Allah is saying, look at my servants, they're meeting only for the sake of Allah. Allah gets happy. Allah announces to the angels, they are loving. A waqia is written that somebody travels a distance and come just to meet one sahabi. So he asked him, for what have you come? He said, to hear this hadith directly from you because you heard it from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, no other purpose. He said, Allah reward you upon your intention. He quotes the hadith. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِي خَيْرِي يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ Whoever wants good, Allah Ta'ala grants him the knowledge. And Allah opens the doors of wisdom for him. And he says, now go immediately. Not even the time of Salah. He said, the time of Salah is still delayed. Go back to Madina Sharif because you came. This was it. That وَالْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيَّا وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ Allah make us amongst those that we value the ulama we have. So many times the mashayikh, the ulama come to our country. Like during the ijtimaas, majalis, Allah Pak, make it an opportunity. Go to such places. Take our children to the environment. Look at the face of an alim. Look at the face of a learned scholar who is a genuine scholar of Islam. Then you will see the noor of Allah and the noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will transform your life. Then the last part of the hadith, wal mutabadilina fiyya. You also spend on that pious person. You take a hadiyah. You give a gift. Not that they want something. If you are a murid, your sheikh would like, you give him some hadiyah. He will give you du'as. Sometimes the sheikh will give you something as well in hadiyah. How many gifts the musallis of this masjid, Hadrat Maulana Yunus Sahab, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Rahmatan Wasi Allah Full His Qabr with Noor in Jannatul Mu'alla, gave us nasihat. Those were gems and pearls, which the world will bear testimony on the day of Qiyamah. This floor and ground will bear testimony on the day of Qiyamah. That how much he said, keep away from sin, do good deeds, guided the youth. It is holiday period now. Allah guide our youth on Sirat al-Mustaqim. The Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, نَوِّرُوا مَنَازِلَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ He said, beautify your homes with Salat at night. Allah give us opportunity, myself and all of us inshallah, 2 rakats, namaz, nafil namaz, salatul hajjah, salatul tawbah, husband and wife are getting up for tahajjud, and are reading, crying for the ummah. People in the prisons are reading this 2 rakats, namaz, salatul hajjah. Allah is opening the doors of hidayat. What about us reading in the darkness of the night, in our own comfort zone, in the bedroom, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy knows no bounds, His doors of rahmat will open. And then, he said, وَتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ Don't make your homes qabristan. Keep it as such that it is beautified with تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ The same Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to hold the miswak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was called Sahib al-Siwak. Then Sahib al-Nalain, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, Oh Abdullah, now your duty is to hold my champal. Khidmat of the Shaykh, khidmat of the Alim, khidmat of the Imam. Allah Ta'ala make the ulama scholars of their time. And the walis of the time, our children also, inshallah. Keep good names of our children. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, I personally, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was my ustad, learned 70 surahs of the Quran from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly. Our link of the Quran we read, according to the Hafs riwayat, goes up to the Imam Asim Kufi and goes up to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Make us value the Quran. It is on this Quran, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was seated with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A new Muslim heard portions of Surah Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman, allama al-Quran, khalaq al-insan, allamahu al-bayan. He could not control himself. He knew the Arabic language. He said, Ya Rasulullah, permit me to go and tell the Quraysh outside by the Kaaba, what is this Quran? Introduce the Quran to the kuffar. Have we introduced the Quran to the kuffar? When they tear a page of the Quran, we get excited. When they desecrated the Quran in the prison, we get excited. How much more are we causing inconvenience to the Kalam of Allah? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud runs out from the majlis. Nabi Sallallahu said, hold him. They will hit him. He said, oh Nabi of Allah, one time let me recite the Quran. This is the Kalam of Allah. He goes to the Kaaba. He makes dua. Oh Allah, open my heart with this Quran. He was not a hafiz yet. And he recites the same verses, first few verses. Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Quran, Khalaq al-Insan, Allamahu al-Bayan. Ar-Rahman is introducing Allah as the most beneficent, the merciful Allah. Khalaq al-Insan, Allah created man. Allamahu al-Bayan, Allah has taught us the knowledge of this Quran and given us eloquent speech. Subhanallah. He say the kuffar could not contain themselves. They got hold of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. They beat him. They hit him. He was bleeding profusely right in the haram for a few verses of the Quran. A sahabi runs. What is happening to my brother Abdullah? What are you doing to him? He said, I was reciting the Kalam of Allah, introducing them, the kuffar, to the Kalam of Allah. They beat me. They bring him back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Nabi of Allah, because of the Quran, Nabi of Allah said, I warn you. He said, oh Nabi of Allah, tomorrow I will go. That was the love. 70 surahs he learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, you want Quran? Then listen to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So much so when Wahi came down, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came one day, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, you recite Quran. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud recites. Then he tells Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, I may be your teacher. Now I want you to recite Quran. On a sahabi, Quran was revealed on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yet he's saying, I want to test my ummah. Are they upholders, flag bearers, torch bearers of the Quran? Here we salute the Huffaz, not only in Ramadan, at the holiday time, at least make one Quran khatam, inshallah. In every home, not only when somebody die, we must have tilawat the Quran. Have all the time. The same Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu tanhu, was sent as governor of Kufa, and he used to recite Quran all the way. His horse used to jump. And when he was passing away, the last few moments of his, Sayyidina Osman, radiyallahu tanhu, was present. Do you have any regret? He said, Zunubi, Zunubi, my sins, my sins. What do you want? The mercy of Allah only. Rahmat. I want the mercy of Allah. We all want the mercy of Allah. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says that there's some amanat due to me. He said, give it back to the Baytul Mal. Give it to the heirs. And he was the one, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said. Sayyidina Osman told him, you have an amanat due to you. He says, no, give it back to the Baytul Mal. I have taught my daughters, he had 5 daughters, all Suratul Waqiyah, that in the evening they will recite Surah Waqiyah, for poverty will never come to them. The last cure that Sayyidina Abdullah Mas'ud gave us, Kanzum min Kunuzil Jannah. Now the time is up, I have to summarize. He gave us a treasure from Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was once in the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at home, and said, Ya Rasulullah, lots of worry. We all have worries. He said, I will teach you a wazifa. 7 times after your farz salah. We read Ayatul Kursi, we read Masnoon Surahs. Read La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billahi Al-Aliyyi Al-Azim. Read it one time, inshallah. La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billahi Al-Aliyyi Al-Azim. Subhanallah. What a wazifa. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed the tafsir of it. La Hawla bi Ismatillah. La Hawla. Bi ma'siyatillah illa bi ismatillah. I don't have the strength. I don't have the power to safeguard myself from sin except with the power of Allah. Wala quwwata wala quwwata ala ta'atillah illa bi'unillah. I don't have the strength to do anything good but besides with the power of Allah. It is said a person who recites this 7 times after every salah, inshallah, farz salah, Allah Ta'ala will give him inclination towards good. And keep him disinclinated from sin, inshallah. Morning and evening, make it part of our wazifa. All the sawab will be added to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'anhu. He passed away in Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Osman is in Nurain radiyallahu ta'anhu, had the good opportunity of performing his salatul janaza. So brothers, now to summarize. The life of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, 3 main things. One is sahibul Quran. He taught us Quran, love the Quran, inshallah. Read the Quran, especially your holidays, making the holidays. We perform salah wherever we're going. We carry our Quran with us. Read the Quran and promote the Quran, inshallah. The two is, attribute yourself to the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this can be done very easy. Sit in the company of the mashayikh, the ulama, Allah give them long life, good health. Allah ta'ala accept even the barakat of the haramain sharifain. If you are going for umrah, Allah ta'ala make it easy. And the third thing is, keep the masnoon du'as and wazifas. Allah Pak will give us protection, inshallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 2 minutes before end, we have the nikah. It is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Iman and nikah came from jannat on earth. We will fulfill the sunnah, inshallah. Then this will be together, inshallah, in jannat. Iman will take us to jannat, inshallah. And the effort of iman will beautify our jannat. And our wives and our spouses, Allah give them jazaya khair. We want them to be with us in jannat, inshallah. Allah ta'ala make our wives pious, inshallah. Then we'll get pious offspring. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. An ayat of the Quran, it is said that we should look after them. Although they have some weaknesses, but look after them with respect. There should be mashura at home. There should be muhabbat at home. The couple that prays together stays together. We should make dua and compliment each other. And an-nikahu nisful iman falyattaqillah fi nisfil baqi. That nikah completes half of iman. Fear Allah in the second half. So somebody will be clear, Moana, I'll make 2 nikahs. My iman will be complete. No, brothers. It says, فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي النِّسْفِ الْبَاقِي. Fear Allah in the second half. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانًا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.